Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Okay, this is, I'm reminded that the great Bob said something the other day as I look at this next story, and and when she said it, I was like, that is really profound.
Mm.
Bob said, it's a slippery slope, and I was like, boy, it sure is.
Yeah, put that, let's get a list started for Bob.
It really is a slippery slope, you're
things
right.
Things that Bob says.
This is one of those things that I have found myself on that slippery slope, and you just end up crazy.
Mm.
You end up crazy. So be careful as I tell you these disgusting things we all do without realizing how unsanitary they are.
Okay, tell
me. Like getting the oil off your pizza on the top of the box.
Nah, you'll
Paris,
live.
Paris, you crazy person.
You'll live. What could possibly have landed on that box? Oh, that's fun.
Now, I do this. I just did this last night.
Okay, tell me.
Washing chicken.
What's wrong with that?
They say, spreading salmonella all over my kitchen and the sink is not anything I ever plan to do. If chicken gets cooked completely, it's not going to be dirty when you eat it. I totally soak chicken. Do you not soak chicken?
I might marinate it, but I would definitely rinse it.
Yeah, you rinse it.
Yeah, I rinse it, and I have a certain board that can go through my dishwasher that I would prepare it on.
What do they call that when you put chicken in a thing of water and salt?
Brining.
Brining. Yeah, I brined the chicken.
Do you rinse it off? You wash it first, and then put it in the brining bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I guess that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
But now you're putting the salmonella, if there is any, all through your sink.
Well,
yeah.
I'm someone
that's... you've taken food handling courses.
I'm paranoid about stuff, and yet I will still brine the chicken. Okay.
I don't think they're talking about brining. I think they're talking about washing it.
10-pin bowling. Is that regular bowling?
No. Yes, it's with the fingers in your...
Right. Bowling while eating food. That is kind of a good point. I mean, those balls are not clean, and there you are picking up your food and putting it down, and then you stick your fingers
in. I never think about those balls, and I just put it right out of my mind. I just think to myself, don't think about that, because they are holes. You're putting just without thinking about it. I mean, there could be a tarantula in there. I mean, actually, there could be a much smaller spider in there.
Well, I think the bigger concern is that a booger picker had just been using that ball, and now you stick
all
your fingers
I'm
in there.
All things I'm going to not think about. You know, somebody, anything could be in there.
Oh.
They could have let their pizza grease drip into the hole of that
See
ball.
See what we mean? It's a slip. Sorry.
Yep.
See what Bob means?
See, Bob.
It's a slippery slope. Going to work sick, they mention. Well, I mean, you know,
sometimes
you shouldn't.
Sometimes you gotta, but don't. Or put on a mask and tell everyone, look, I'm really sick.
These are gross things we do. Using a touchscreen to order food at a fast food place and then continuing to eat that food with the fingers that were just on the screen that every person that's come through there has touched.
Yeah, you'll live. Don't worry.
Oh, boy. Placing your handbag on the floor, especially of the ladies' room. What are you, crazy?
Yeah, I would never put it on the floor of the ladies' room. But in a restaurant, I'll drop it on the floor. It's too heavy to hang.
The amount of people I've seen come out of a toilet cubicle and immediately leave without washing their hands is diabolical. It happens all the time.
I never see that. There's no question. I've never, very, very rare. Is that a dude thing?
I've seen dudes do it. I've seen it recently. Yeah. Not out of the.
I heard somebody dropped a bomb in the men's room this morning.
You?
Everyone was talking about it.
All I said was, if you like the smell of poop, you should go in the men's room right now.
Because I was trying to let you off the hook, my friend.
Boy, were you
right.
Well,
I mean, what? Who else was it going to be? There's in this room. Who's here?
There are the listeners don't know what our groupings are. I was trying to let you off the hook. And not say that you told on everybody's stinky butts.
I don't even know who it was. I didn't see who it was.
You did say that they were trying to be quiet, though.
They were very quiet. And I was letting you know.
Should we walk around the hall?
If you like that smell, it's there right now.
Thank you for alerting me.
There is Febreze in there.
We have Febreze in ours, too. I wonder if someone's putting that there, like, on purpose.
Well, yeah.
Like, the cleaning crew. Febreze is always in there.
He's always in the studio.
Mm. Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
On this list of things that are disgusting that we all do that you should stop doing was the old toothbrush in a jar on the bathroom sink counter in the bathroom where all the poo particles and all the other things fly around. I feel like I do that.
Yeah.
Where else are you going to put it?
Well, you could put it in the medicine cabinet, which I've done, but my medicine cabinet's kind of, you want to hear something weird?
Yeah.
It just occurred to me. My daughter was out in the sun and got a little pink. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, yikes. You need to make sure you're wearing sunscreen, kid. And she goes, okay, okay, no big deal. And the missus goes, you should put that vitamin C serum on that so that it'll even out. Mm. And she goes, okay, where is it? And I go, I believe it's in the medicine cabinet upstairs. In fact, I think there's two of them right next to each other on the second shelf up. Like, I just knew where they were. Mm-hmm. She goes upstairs. She comes back down. She goes, I cannot find them. I go, kid, I told you exactly where they are.
Is she a real bad looker?
She's a bad looker like most kids are, but she also doesn't know what a medicine cabinet is.
Oh, right.
Who uses that term anymore, I guess?
Everyone uses it.
Oh,
that's
everyone
where things
does?
Are kept, a medicine cabinet, yeah. She just hasn't been in charge of getting the medicine yet.
But we don't have medicine in our medicine cabinet, do you?
Yes, of course I have medicine in my medicine cabinet.
You don't have a shelf with all the medicines in another room?
No.
Oh.
I do have a shelf where there's some vitamins and some aspirin. But other than that, like Band-Aids, aloe.
Are in the medicine
eye
cabinet.
Eye drops. Huh. Earwax cleaners. Yeah, I don't know what else we have in there.
I walked her upstairs. And I go, I told you the medicine cabinet, second shelf up. There's two bottles right here. I open the thing. She goes,
I didn't even know that opened.
I didn't know what a medicine cabinet was.
Oh. Wow.
Mm. You're 11.
She has never had to go get her own medicine.
Did she call it something else?
She just didn't. She goes, I looked under there.
You were in the bathroom. Oh, she thought it was.
She looked under the sink. You know, the.
Where the, that's a cleaning cabinet, basically. There's some toilet paper, maybe some toilet cleaner.
So, you know, as a parent, failure, I didn't tell her where the medicine cabinet or what a medicine cabinet was.
I'm sure you just figured she'd gleaned that in her lifetime. It is weird that she didn't know.
It is super weird.
It hasn't. I don't believe that they've changed to something else.
I told her the medicine cabinet and she looked under the sink. Wearing your shoes in the house.
Yeah.
That's one I've come to believe.
I don't really do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't do it.
And I keep shoes that I keep Crocs by the back door and kick off my shoes at the front door when I come in.
Letting your pets on the kitchen counter.
Oh, no.
Well, cats don't ask.
That's what squirt bottles are for. My cats don't. My cats will get on the table in the dining room. And then they see me coming and they run for it. But I've never caught them on the counter since I.
Putting luggage on the bed after it's been rolling around in a gross airport or laying on your bed with your outside clothes on. I am with both of those. Mm. Don't do that.
Yeah, we open up our suitcases in the dining room on the table there. And then I guess you can wash it down afterward. But John is really, really paranoid about bed bugs.
As he should be.
Yeah. They say that you can take your, if you have any thought that you might have bed bugs, you take your suitcases, you roll them into your backyard and put them into like black contractor bags, like big, thick bags, tie them closed and let them sit for a couple days in the sun. Like it heats up in there and it becomes a place that will kill the eggs and the bed bugs, supposedly. Hmm. I mean, this is, you know, so that's what happens to our stuff. It just sits out in the yard for
good
a couple
job.
Of days.
John's really? Doing a great job, yeah.
Is that what should happen?
They say here, not using a bidet after you number two. Well, we don't all have access to those.
That, right.
I do try to go before I shower, though, because I would be, like when we were talking about Christina has to check out of the hotel and she's going to be gone all day.
Yeah.
Into the night.
Yep.
She'll work all day, then she leaves for the airport, then she gets on the airport, or gets to the airport, gets on the plane, flies for.
She'll have travel situation.
Full-on travel situation, which I wouldn't want. Like
it's like a full day.
I immediately felt terrible for her. And Maddie's like, that's business travel. That's what you do. And I swear to God, I thought, if I couldn't get a poop out before I left, I would, I don't.
Like I can't leave.
I'd be so bummed.
I got to buy another night here.
Because I would be.
I simply cannot venture
into my
day. Mortified
after if I had to do that in the middle of the day and no way to clean myself.
God, it's hard to be you.
It is hard to be me. You're right. It's as I said.
Slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope.
Thank you, Bob.
That's a nice way to start your list.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.